Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. This is Jean Paul. Mark is absent today. Tisk. And I'm here with my guest, Scott Schofield, who is the Executive Artistic Director of Out North, new to this position, although he's not new to Stage Talk. He's been on before. But we're going to talk about what's new and what's the same at Out North and your coming season and what all you're doing at Out North. So start.
Okay. Boy. Well, Mike Holtzman, the previous executive director, retired. He calls me from the golf course and asks me if anything's going on. And I say yes. But he left me with some programming choices because of the way that grants work. But I'm super happy about them. We have three artists coming in from the lower 48. And we're beginning our season with Paul Zaloom, who is the artistic director of Fruit of Zaloom Productions. He is a political puppeteer, and so I'm really looking forward to getting his brand of animation and humor and satire in right before the elections. Then we have in March, to celebrate the confluence of Black History Month and Women's History Month, we're bringing in Rodessa Jones. And Rodessa Jones is an international superstar. She's that person who she says what everybody wishes somebody would just darn well say in the personal and the political. And she does it with a beautiful finesse, real artistry, with a musical sensibility, poetry, I mean, the whole thing. So she's going to be a real, real fun event. And she's actually coming for 2 weeks because she's going to spend a week working at the Highland Women's facility.
Excellent. I've been to their performances, and it's delightful. It's a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah. And I'm really excited. That's, you know, Rodessa and Paul and I really share the understanding that art has to be a social act. And that theater in particular is a social act, but it's got to go outside of the theater sometimes to really make its point. So that's what we're doing with Rodessa. And then in the spring, in April or May, it's almost nailed down now, we're bringing back Bridgman Packer, the dance troupe. We commissioned their new work that they're currently touring, and so we're excited to see what they made with our money.
Good.
And but in terms of the rest of the season, those are the three things that Mike Holtzman had already planned for this year. I've included a couple of things that I'm really excited about. I haven't had the opportunity to produce musicals yet, so I'm producing two.
Wow.
Yes. We're starting in November with Reefer Madness, which will be a lot of fun, I think, for this crowd. And then we're going on in the summer to do Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And finally, we'll be bringing back the Midnight Soap Scum series. Christian Heppenstall is writing the third installment. And this, what the Midnight Soap Scum is a live soap opera. So this is something that's kind of taking off all around the country. And actually, Christian was really ahead of the curve when he started doing this. It's something that now people are realizing. People love soap operas. They love to be live. Well, let's put them both together. And Christian's been doing that for several years now. So I'm really excited to be able to support him in doing the third year. And if I might go on, there's even more going on in Out North.
Please do. I know that you're doing some musical stuff, and of course you have your artistic.
Exactly.
Two different art shows, each all the time running.
Mm-hmm. Always running. We're actually, for the art lovers out there, we're doing a fundraiser this month in our emerging gallery, which we named for Mike Holtzman. It's the Mike Holtzman Emerging Artists Gallery now. We are doing a fundraising show where people have donated a lot of art that's going to be very affordable, and all of the proceeds go toward sustaining our arts program there. So come on in and see what art you'd like to have in your house from other people who have enjoyed it in their homes.
My problem is I don't have any more wall space.
Right? The true art lover. In keeping with our contemporary mission, I'm starting three programs that are all kind of linked. It's all about being on the cutting edge right now. So we're instituting a program called Brand Spankin' Drama. What that will be is our plays by local, national, and international playwrights that are just about to be finished, at that stage where you really need to hear it read out loud and done very seriously and properly in order to figure out what are the final touches that need to go. So we will be soliciting plays, soliciting actors and directors who want to work on these brand spanking plays, unpublished, unproduced plays, and the actors and director will spend a week-long intensive working on that, which will then end in a music stand reading, and that will happen once a month.
Like Valdez.
Right, except every month. Do they do that every month at Valdez?
No, just during the conference. But right. Except you're doing it every month, once one play a month, and they do three plays a day for 10 days.
It's fabulous. I can't wait to go. I've heard about that festival for a long time, and it's certainly such a huge thing here in the community, so I'm just really excited to get to go.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with my guest, Scott Schofield, talking about Out North's upcoming season. And now going back, that sounds absolutely wonderful. I'll have to start writing.
Please do. Please do. And for any actors who are listening, if you just want to, at any level, if you want to practice your chops, if you want to get stuck into drama that you're not going to be able to do for a couple years, probably on the production side, please give us a call and let us know that you're interested, because we'd really like to have you. And what I see this as it's development for everybody. It's professional development. You know, people get to come and practice their craft as directors, as actors, and as writers, and work on things that are brand spanking new. Mm-hmm. But as you also know, we have a cinema at Out North. And we are doing a lot of the same film festivals. So our first one is coming up in the very beginning of October. It is the Manhattan Shorts Film Festival. The Manhattan Film Festival came from an event that was just supposed to be sort of it was a worldwide event, but it happened just after September 11th. And what would have been just sort of a regular event turned into this thing that everybody just took up. It's all work from right out of Manhattan, right out of the sort of brewing film world down there. And it's become this worldwide festival where everybody gets together and watches these really excellent contemporary films. So that's going to be starting in October. We're going to have our Luna Fest, which is films by women. We're going to have, of course, the Brits and their telly, and also the Oscar Shorts and Oscar Animated Shorts. Now, in addition to that, this contemporary thing that I'm doing is bringing in filmmakers, and I know there are lots of them here in town, who are working on films and are at the stage of the final edit, the sort of director's cut. What do I want to have be my cut? What do I want to have be the cut that I send out to the film festival circuit or out to producers? And so those will be happening quarterly. We'll be having four films quarterly in order to showcase those films. And there will be a lively discussion in the audience after that, along with the directors, to find out sort of what needs to happen. We are also doing quarterly foreign films. I'm a big believer in foreign films. I think foreign films, whether or not we understand the language, have so much to teach us in terms of the visual language that's going on and the storytelling sense that happens. So I'm very excited to bring brand new foreign works to Out North as well. And then finally, on a kind of another level, because of such events as Poetry Parlay, which has been so successful, just had its 2-year anniversary, thanks to the efforts of John Minton, we are going to be bringing an event called Thought Current. And what Thought Current is a place for poets, authors of any sort, and lecturers to bring the most current thought that they have in their genre for our Out North's very smart and interested audience. So I'm super excited for all of those things. There are 3 choices for season passes for you this year. You can enjoy all of them together or one at a time, but there's going to be a lot going on. And I'm just so excited because the community has been so wonderful since I've been here just a couple months to welcome me and to tell me how excited they are about Out North.
I have one question,
yes, ma'am.
Important question. How about under 30?
Oh, yeah, of course, under 30. Under 30 is in the part of my budget, which is where I am this year, where I am right now, where it's like of course, this is going to be brilliant. under 30. This year, there were several applicants. There were probably 25 applicants. And of course, we only get to choose four. And that was really difficult. But what became really clear to me in reading the different applications was that there were four artists who were dealing with the same thing very differently. They were dealing with space. And so we have one show that is dealing with growing up and living life as a short person, dealing with how much space mm-hmm. you take up in the world. And we have one piece that mm-hmm. is dealing with what professional space you take up. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are a lot of Alaskans who struggle with wanting to be outside all the time mm-hmm. and having to work a job that keeps you inside mm-hmm. all the time. So it's mm-hmm. that tension and how to find yourself and how to be true to yourself within that. There's another piece by a person who is a dual citizen of Russia and the United States. And she is a translator. She's a poet. She thinks in Russian but speaks in English. So she's dealing with the space
the
in your
space.
Mind. Exactly. Yes. And crossing those borders. And finally, we have someone who spent a lot of time at the Alzheimer's Resource Center as mm-hmm. a mm-hmm. companion and friend to someone who was experiencing Alzheimer's. And she's written what she calls a poignant comedy about being in this room with these folks who have Alzheimer's dealing with each other and how she says how hilarious and beautiful it is. So I'm super excited for everything we've got going this year.
And for just so people understand, under 30, which I thought originally meant artists under 30, does not mean that. It means
no.
pieces under 30. And they do four a night and it'll run across a long weekend so that there's a number of performances you can go to and they're great. It's a wonderful evening.
It's a fantastic way to find out what your neighbors are thinking and how creative they are.
Yeah, and just because I have a personal interest in it, are you still going on with the Hope Cottage art show in December?
We sure are.
That is just stunning. I urge people to go and look at it. You walk into that room, you can't believe the colors and what you're seeing. But we're running out of time.
Oh, alas. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you, Scott, and I'd like to ask you if you would stay a little longer. I'll give you do the formal thing here and help me with the calendar. Since Mark isn't here today, you can read half and I'll read half.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Okay, and this is Scott Schofield, who is the new Executive Artistic Director at Out North. And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. The Alaska Academy of Fine Arts presents A Midsummer Night's Dream, opening tonight for two weekends. Shows are Friday and Saturday at 7, plus a matinee on 2 on Saturdays. For tickets and information, call 604-8909 or go to www.akfineArts.org.
At Cyrano's, Souvenir, starring Kate Egan and Jerry Steichen, will have a gala opening a week from tonight. This is an uproarious and musical story inspired by the real Florence Foster Jenkins. There will be a Pay What You Can at the Door preview performance of Souvenir next Thursday, August 26th. For tickets and information to the regular performances, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
This weekend, one of the most well-kept secrets of theater, the Alaska Overnighters, will be held Saturday and Sunday at APU's Grand Hall. These are amazing short plays written in 12 hours and produced, fully staged, in another 12. Well-known local playwrights are given a choice of subjects and a cast of at a cast at 8 one evening and required to write a play about them by 8 the next morning. The cast and director must have it memorized, rehearsed, and staged by 8 that evening. Each evening has 4 or 5 plays. The times are 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, August 21st and 22nd, the place APU's Grant Hall. No reservations are necessary. Tickets are at the door.
ATY will be holding auditions for 2 plays on August 28th and 29th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the ATY Warehouse. The 2 shows, Just So Stories and The Voyage of the Dawn Trader, will run in repertory at the Sydney Lawrence Theater October 14th to the 24th. The directors will be auditioning both shows together. Please be prepared to do cold readings from the script and come dressed to move. For more information, please call ATY at 338-4901 or visit our website, alaskatheaterofyouth.org.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.